one day she was in Clapham High Street, before it was regenerated, a place in South London, parked her car on the high street, which you could in those days because there was no yellow lines. And she went off to do her shopping, her grocery shopping. And when she came back to pick up her car, she couldn't find it. At first she thought, maybe I've just parked it somewhere in the wrong place. She went, no, I know I parked my car here. Anyway, the car was gone. Stolen. Hello, and welcome to A Cup of Tea with Mary B, where I have conversations with ordinary people achieving extraordinary things. Please, if you get a moment, subscribe to my podcast. And if you want to connect with me, please find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook as Mary Barrett Global. Today, I want to share a story about my Auntie Nellie. And I'm just going to sit down with my lovely cup of tea. Here we go. Ooh, jasmine rose, my China teacup. And I want to tell you about my Auntie Nellie. So there's a great quote by Rumi that says, live life as if it's rigged in your favour. And my adored Oprah says, life is happening for you, not against you. Now, both those are wonderful quotes, aren't they? But sometimes when things are tough, when things just don't go your way, it's really hard to believe it, isn't it? And my Auntie Nellie, even though I didn't realise it at the time, was a massive inspiration on my life and really did sow me some seeds of greatness. I wonder in your later life now, whatever age you are, if you can think of somebody who also unknowingly sowed seeds of greatness into you too. So my Auntie Nellie was born in a very tiny rural town in Southern Ireland on a farming community. And in that time, the Catholic Church had a strong rule over the country. And if you had big families, which they did in those days, you were expected to give one child to the church. If you had a mass of sons, you'd end up being a priest. If you had a mass of girls, you end up being a nun. Well, Auntie Nellie, against her wishes, was sent off to the nunnery at the age of 17. And I remember her telling me that story of turning up at the nunnery and within days of arriving as a young 17-year-old girl, having to have her head shaved so she could wear the correct uniform or habit, as it was called. Anyway, Auntie Nellie stayed 20 years in the nuns and she learned a lot. And we were so lucky for me and my three sisters because she'd often come and visit us on her holidays and spend time and treating us and taking us out for going to the Wimpy, which was a burger cafe, and having a Knickerbocker Glory, which was the treat of the year with Auntie Nellie. And she left the nuns after 20 years with a lot of heartache, actually, and a lot of inward thinking. And she was trained really well and was a social worker. And she got a job, her first job in the outside world, because of course she was institutionalized by being in the nuns for 20 years. She got a job in social services in a pretty deprived part of South London. She adored her job. She adored working with the children. She had a real passion for helping children really believe in themselves. Anyway, she saved up enough money. She had no idea how to manage money because she was never given any money as she was growing up in the church. And so she saved up enough money to buy herself her first vehicle. And it was a Ford Escort, a red one. Well, this Ford Escort car was her pride and joy. And she was a great lover of country music and Irish music. And she'd drive around the streets of South London, driving her lovely car with her tape cassette, as it was at the time, booming out, Jolene, loving her Dolly Parton music. Anyway, one day she was in Clapham High Street, before it was regenerated, a place in South London, parked her car on the high street, which you could in those days because there was no yellow lines. And she went off to do her shopping, her grocery shopping. And when she came back to pick up her car, she couldn't find it. At first she thought, maybe I've just parked it somewhere in the wrong place. She went, no, I know I parked my car here. Anyway, the car was gone. Stolen. She spoke to the police, but quite frankly, in those days, it was a very minor offence in that area and they weren't too bothered. So Auntie Nellie went on her way realising this has happened and she's got to get on with life. So she got on with life and you'd have to get at least two buses to work. And she did shift work to her work, but she's just got on and done it. About 6 weeks later, she was in the same high street doing her shopping. She came out of the shop, she turned around and what did she see? Her car. parked in the high street, in Clapham High Street. And she thought, oh my goodness, but you know what? It wasn't her car anymore because it had great alloy wheels on it. It had go faster stripes on the side and a wonderful spoiler, new flashy window wipers. So, oh my goodness. So she put her hand into her handbag, got her car keys, no, literal keys in those days, unlocked it, got into the car and drove off. She drove off in her car. Well, of course, she was so happy because she'd now got this beautiful, fantastic, upgraded model of her car. And whoever stole it couldn't report it because they'd stolen it in the first place. And the best news, of course, was they'd put in a really, really booming sound system. So she was now driving around the streets of South London, Jolene, 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 absolutely loving it. And you know, when I spoke to my Auntie Nellie about this story, when she told me about what had happened, she said to me, "Do you know, Mary, the Lord works in mysterious ways." And she's right, isn't she? Sometimes it things that life going against us, but actually life is happening for us. And she had that trust and faith from her spiritual learnings and beliefs. And I too have that trust and faith now. I want to leave with one other little gift, mini, but one other little gift that my Auntie Nellie gave me. When we'd be driving around in South London, when she'd take us out and treat us, she would always look for a parking space. And she'd say, "Mother Mary, find me a space. Mother Mary, find me a space." And always, 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 she got a parking space. So I now invoke the wisdom and spirituality of my Auntie Nellie. And whenever I'm looking for a parking space anywhere in the world, I say, "Auntie Nellie, find me a parking space." And she always does. And the gift of this that keeps on giving is I've shared that with family and friends and my children too. So we always ask Auntie Nellie to find a parking space. So you too can channel Auntie Nellie. Next time you're out and about looking for a parking space, ask her to find one too. I'm sure she'll do her very best for you as well. Sadly, very sadly, my Auntie Nellie passed at a very young age at 57. But her integrity and her inspiration and her legacy thinking has not only gone through my generation, but it's also going through my nieces and nephews and my children's generation too. My children talk about Auntie Nellie, even though they never met her, because, as we know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Thank you for listening. If you want to follow me, please find me on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook as Mary Barrett Global. And in the meantime, have fun, learn lots, and remember, every time you make a choice, you change the direction of your life.